Hello.
Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. And today we're conducting a short public opinion survey in our community, and would like to get to know your opinions, and your answers warm and confidential. So do you or does any member of your household work for a radio, a television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on any political campaigns?
No.
All right. As you may be aware, very few people actually vote in the nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. So thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the nonpartisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August 20th? Would you say you're definitely going to vote, you're very likely to vote, you're somewhat likely to vote, you're not very likely to vote, you're not at all likely to vote?
Are you saying August 20th? I vote in every election.
All right. So you would say that you're definitely going to vote?
Yes.
All right. So with which political party are you registered?
I'm an independent.
All right. What is your main racial background?
I mean, I would guess you would say I would be white.
All right. What is your age?
I am 72.
All right. So generally speaking, would you say things in the Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
There are certain things that are out of people's control. You could put down a middle-of-the-road answer. Do you have a number scale, or how are you running it?
Well, for this question specifically, it's truly just, do you think it's going the right direction or on the wrong track?
Well, it depends what it is. Well, yeah, I guess you could spur someone to do something, put down the wrong track.
All right. So from the following list, what is one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that would make your daily life better? And the choices are traffic and congestion, inflation, the cost of things like groceries and gas, crime and neighborhood safety, housing and property insurance costs, flooding like sea level rise and environmental resiliency, corruption in local government, quality of life like growth and overdevelopment.
You want just one or you want
any just one, please.
Well, I would say property insurance.
All right. Property insurance.
Not that they could do anything about it, but that was one of the things on the list, right?
Yes, that was one of the things. So although it is a nonpartisan election, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which of the following best describes how likely your vote between a Democrat candidate and a Republican candidate? So would you say you're definitely going to vote for the Democratic candidate, or probably vote for the Democratic candidate, or lean slightly to the Democratic candidate? Or would you say you're definitely going to vote for the Republican candidate, probably vote for the Republican candidate, or lean slightly towards the Republican candidate?
I am truly independent, so I cannot give you that. This is far too early for me to make a decision.
All right, no worries. So now I'm going to give you a list of some public officials in Miami and across the country that you may be familiar with. Well, I'm so sorry about that. So sorry about that. All right.
Okay.
So, and if you could indicate if you either have a favorable, a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion about each of these people. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of them, if you could also mention that as well, please. So the first person is Vicky Lopez.
No opinion.
All right, no worries. What about Fabian Basabi?
Unfavorable, slightly unfavorable.
All right. Francis Suarez.
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Eileen Higgins.
I have no opinion on her. Not know enough about it.
All right. Maria Elvira Salazar.
Same there.
Also no opinion?
No opinion.
All right. Alex Diaz de la Portilla.
No opinion.
All right. Joe Sanchez.
No opinion.
Rosie Cordero Steps.
No opinion.
Joe Carollo.
Highly unfavorable.
Joe Biden.
Somewhat favorable.
Donald Trump.
The furthest unfavorable you could give him.
All right, so very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable. Is there anything beyond that?
No, it's just that was the last one. All right, but what about Danilo Medina-Cava?
Somewhat favorable.
Carlos Jimenez?
No opinion.
Alfonso Alfie Leon?
No opinion.
And Miguel Solomon?
No opinion.
All right. So now I'm just going to ask you a few questions about the August primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission. So if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote for? Alfonso Alfie Leon or Eileen Higgins?
Well, as with the others, this election is quite far off, isn't it?
All right, no worries. And what about between Miguel Solomon and Eileen Higgins?
I have to give you the same answer. I feel like I'm someone on the witness stand giving you the, whatever it is. Go ahead. Anyway, continue.
Right.
I know you have to do
no, no worries. Oh, all right. Well, I do want to thank you so much, though, for being here and answering these questions. So, truly, it's kind of like a team effort, you and me, or you and
well,
I.
Well, I know how difficult it is to get people to respond to solicitations for opinions over. That's why I never turn down someone soliciting, for surveys, because I know how difficult it is. People usually just hang up on you. So.
Oh, well, thank you so much for that. So what about if elections were between Joe Carollo and Eileen Higgins? Who would you vote for?
Well, I couldn't imagine any election Joe Carollo would be in that I would vote for him, okay?
All right, so that'd be Eileen Higgins?
Yes.
All right. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Eileen Higgins is doing as your county commissioner?
Well, I would have to say yes, then.
All right, so do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve, all right. So now I'm just going to give you a short brief statement about Eileen Higgins, and if you could please indicate if it would make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to want to support her for Miami-Dade County Commission. And if it would make no difference, you can also mention that as well. So the first one is, during these challenging times, Eileen Higgins actually voted against lowering property taxes for Miami-Dade County homeowners by nearly $20 million.
Well, I would have an unfavorable opinion about that.
So would that make you much less likely to support her or somewhat less likely?
Well, it depends if she would be – sometimes you have no choice if she'd be running against Carollo, I guess on that alone would make me somewhat less likely to vote for her.
All right. Eileen Higgins' campaign has received hundreds of thousands of dollars in campaign contributions from the corrupt big developers who are pushing out longtime residents from their homes by building high-end luxury properties that everyday people cannot afford and bring more traffic and congestion to our neighborhoods.
Well, I guess you could say that's an unfavorable thing, driven by economics.
Okay, so would you say that makes you much less likely to want to support her, or somewhat less likely?
Well, less likely.
Somewhat or much?
Somewhat.
While so many people are struggling to make ends meet, Eileen Higgins actually voted to more than double her taxpayer-funded compensation and benefits to $130,000 per year.
Well, that is much more unfavorable.
All right. So much less likely to support her?
Yes.
All right. Eileen Higgins says she wants to improve transportation for residents, but under her watch, Miami-Dade just received an F score in transit and mobility. Higgins cut over 1,000 bus stops and routes that so many of our residents depend on, which has led to more crowded buses, higher costs, and people not getting to work on time. In one case, Higgins cut a bus stop that an 80-year-old woman uses every day and results in her having to walk more than 30 minutes to the next closest stop or taking expensive alternatives like Uber or Lyft.
Yeah, highly unfavorable on that.
All right, so also much less likely?
Yes.
Okay. Eileen Higgins gave billions of taxpayer dollars to foreign developers for rail projects that were never completed, and Higgins supported a controversial rail project for Miami Beach that would bring more congestion and crime to residential neighborhoods.
Yeah, much more unlikely.
All right. So since Eileen Higgins took office 6 years ago, Miami-Dade County has become the most unaffordable place to live and work in the country, with housing costs in your community more than doubling and Miami having the highest inflation rate in the U.S. Higgins has failed to address the affordability crisis, and her policies have only made it worse, especially for seniors on fixed incomes.
Well, if you have anything, some of those things are totally out of her control, okay? That has to do with economics, which, you know, general economic trends, which are not something politicians could do anything with. So I would have to say that would have no effect on.
No difference? All right.
Yeah.
So now I just have to ask you one last time the same kind of short questions about who would you vote for. So if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for who would you vote for? Alfonso Alfie Leon or Eileen Higgins?
Well, I don't know enough about her opponents, okay.
All right. And what about between them? All right. So what about in between Miguel Solomon and Eileen Higgins?
Once again, after you told me things about the negatives about her, I would have to find out more about the other people.
Okay. So, and lastly, what about Joe Carollo and Eileen Higgins?
I will stand by the never voting for Joe Carollo. I'm surprised he's even a free man at this point, okay? But anyway.
All right. So would it be Eileen Higgins?
Yeah, if that were the choice, yes.
All right. So now I'm just going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish. By the way, we're about 95% done, so I do just want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. So what is the last grade of formal education you completed?
I have a master's degree.
Master's? Wow, congratulations. All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. So I just want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. Hope you have a good rest of your day.
Well, thank you. Bye.
Thank you. All right. Goodbye.